Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is October the 31st, Friday, 2014. Ooh, it's Halloween today. Well, I thought about talking about the origins of Halloween today, but then I was not really prepared, and I felt that just simply finding a page online and reading wouldn't be a good idea. Maybe next year. Let's see. So today I'm going to talk about how to order in a restaurant. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 39. That's the Follow English Podcast. So today then I'm going to talk a little bit about how to order in a restaurant, and basically I want to give you some tips about three special structures that you can use when you are at the restaurant. And I'm going to give you an example of a three-course meal menu. So a very simple menu, just to give you an idea. You can visit the webpage of this podcast, which is at pods.followenglish.com.br, if you want to check out the menu. I posted a picture, I wrote the menu on the board, and I posted a picture on the webpage. So if you want to read the full, if you want to check the spelling of the words, and if you want to read the menu, the full thing, go to the webpage and have a look. Yeah, and if you do that, you can also subscribe. You can add your email to the email list and subscribe via email. Then you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there, and you can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. So let's get started then. So a three-course meal. Normally a three-course meal is divided into appetizers, or some restaurants might call it starters. So starters or appetizers. And then the main course or entree. So that's a French word. If you want to check the spelling, it's E-N-T-R-E-E-S. But if you want to, again, go to the webpage and then you can read the menu that I'm using as an example. And then finally, you have the desserts as the third step here in this menu. So I will give you three examples of appetizers or starters, three examples of main courses or entrees, and three examples of desserts. So three examples of starters then: Caesar salad, grilled shrimp, and chicken wings. Now three examples of main courses or entrees: salmon with steamed vegetables. That's tasty, huh? Prime rib with mashed potatoes. And chicken with mushrooms. And finally, three examples of desserts: apple pie, cheesecake, and ice cream. So let's imagine that I arrive at the restaurant. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to use... let me give you an example of the three structures that I want to be... that I want to teach you today. One of them is I'd like, or we would like. So we'd like. So I would like can be abbreviated as we'd like, or I'd like, sorry. And we would like could be abbreviated, contracted, and then we'd like. So first thing to say when you arrive at the restaurant is I'd like a table for two, or I'd like a table for four. So depending on the number of people with you, so or we would like. So we'd like a table for three. We'd like a table for five. Okay, so whatever the number of the people with you. Then moving on, after you sit down and start looking at the menu, or even before you get the menu, you can ask for the menu using "Can I" or "Could I." So, "Can I have the menu, please?" Or even, "Could I have the menu, please?" Again, you can use the plural form, so "we." "Can we have the menu, please?" Or "Could we have the menu, please?" So the waiter or waitress will go and bring you the menu. Then you will look at the menu and you will choose what you want to eat. And a simple way to order would be either to use again "I'd like," and then "I'd like the Caesar salad," for instance. So "I'd like the Caesar salad for starters," or "I'd like the grilled shrimp." So "I'd like the" in the name of the dish, or you can have, or you can use, sorry, "I'll have the," "I'll have" plus "the" in the name of the dish. So "I'll have the Caesar salad," "I'll have the grilled shrimp," "I'll have the chicken wings." So in this case, as you're using "the" for the name of dishes, you don't have to worry about countable, uncountable nouns or whatever. You just use "I'll have the" plus the name of the dish, or "I'd like the" plus the name of the dish. So the same goes for main course or entree. "I'll have the salmon with steamed vegetables," or even "I'll have the prime rib with mashed potatoes." And finally, for desserts, the same thing. And at the end of your meal, you could ask the waiter, "Can I have the bill, please?" Or if you prefer American English, "Can I have the check, please?" So, "Can I have the bill," or "Can I have the check, please?" It's always good to include "please," and it's always good to be polite in this case. And remember that whenever you go to a restaurant, you are supposed to give a tip, especially in the United States. But that's something I can cover in another episode, not today. So, tipping might be an issue. I mean, if you don't tip, people might not like this, especially in the United States. But that's another episode in the future. So, just to recap, I talked about three structures. I gave you the example of a whole menu, which you can find at the webpage for this podcast, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. Otherwise, I also talked about the three structures. One of them is "Can I" plus infinitive. "Can I have the menu?" Or "I'd like," "I would like." "I would like a table for two." "I'd like a table for three." So that's the second structure. And the third structure I talked about was I'll have the Caesar salad, for example. So remember, these three structures are very useful if you ever go to a restaurant in UK or US or any other English-speaking country, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, whatever, Jamaica, Trinidad, Tobago, and so on and so forth. So I hope you're learning something. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time. Bye.